This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The show is back. I don't want to yell at training camp. Nick Wilson here on Afternoon Drive. JP is out today and Monday, but it is a football Friday. It is an F off Friday, and we are, as I have stated, because I control the volume of my voice and I don't like making people around me jump because I am jumpy in and of myself. We are live at Browns training camp here, and we've got plenty to get to you and get for you on the show today. We've got to get into the Browns and the big headlines of the day. An interesting retirement announced today that we'll have to react to. We've got the Guardians starting a big three-game road trip to Kansas City that we'll get to at some point. Guest galore, as a matter of fact, Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, going to be joining us in just about 20 minutes' time here. But back in the studio, we got Jax Gregory on the board. Yes. We've got Anthony Alant holding down some of the producer duties today and doing 2020s for us. And to my right, engineering for us and also producing the Assassin's Apprentice, Jake Murren. So as we get started on today's show, this is all I needed. I didn't realize how much I need. I can be a fuddy-duddy. I don't know if you guys know that. I also don't like using the term fuddy-duddy, but I can't think of a better way to like a lot. I'm working on self-talk as we go into my 40s. And so I'm trying to, if I'm going to demean myself, if I'm going to put myself down, I'm trying to do it in a way that is almost cartoonish, right? So fuddy-duddy, that one's not going to stick, right? That one's not going to, I'm not going to be like driving home and I'm like, I can't believe I called myself fuddy-duddy. I just, no, I'll be like, man, that was dumb. That was silly. So anyways, I can be a little bit of a homebody, right? And so I didn't know I needed training camp today. I forgot about all the emotions that come back because I remembered, like, it's out here, guys. It's humid. It's sweaty. I can't complain like the players are complaining, but I can tell you, it's the weather, right? The weather is something you think about when you have to come out. I also like the nice amenities when you work in a studio. But I always forget about the great stuff. Like, my daughter Izzy is here today with a friend of hers, so I got to see her a couple times. She got her face painted. I got reminded of all the great things that training camp offers when it's the first open practice of training camp for the Browns. So I got to see my kid, and then you get to see everybody. I got to see Bernie earlier, and I actually got to meet Coach Riz, Lance Reisland, in person this time. So we're back. We needed this. It's been a great week. We've been wrestling with the 3,000-pound gorilla that is anxiety, but we're good because football's back, watching dudes fall on mats, catch footballs. Hopefully at some point I can watch them hit each other, although they're not in pads, so that's probably not going to happen. But so it was interesting to then start today, knowing I was going to be out of camp and seeing the news that Jordan Hicks, the Browns' incumbent starting middle linebacker, had decided to retire rather than report to the Browns, rather than go ahead and suit up for the 2025 season. And in fairness, I wondered if something was in play because Jordan has predominantly been a middle linebacker in his career. And, you know, the Browns had kind of mentioned at different points that they were really excited by Carson Schwessinger, the German linebacker, as he's known, really excited by him at middle linebacker, thinking he could make that play even as a rookie. So there were some signs that maybe, just maybe, the Browns had started to look long-term at linebacker and certainly middle linebacker. But that being said, Jordan's the best middle linebacker you've probably had since DeQuell Jackson. And that maybe DeMario Davis. I can't remember. I know he's really good after he left the Browns, but I think I kind of tend to remember him as more of a one and done. But this is a significant announcement. And I saw some folks panicking about it. I get it. You might not think that this team's going to be very good. You subtract a really good football player from it, and you're probably going to have to alter your expectations in some way. I think the most important way that Jordan's retirement impacts the Browns is less, and he was good last year. I think PFF had him ranked 20th out of 189 linebackers last year. So he was still really, really good. As a matter of fact, Devin Bush, I think, was 9th out of 189 linebackers. JOK, I can't remember if he was ranked, but when in the games he did play, had high ratings. So in the course of a year and a half, you will have had to replace the best middle linebacker you've had in quite a minute after watching guys that kind of came through here, like B.J. Goodson, who quite weren't that good. And then you have to retire, potentially, JOK, who's not going to play this year. I get the panic. But where I think this really does matter is it actually reminds me of Alex Mack in 2014. And if you guys remember, I think the Browns started 7-4 that year. And then Alex broke his leg, and they had, I think it was John Greco slid over. But John was a right guard or a left guard, and he was adapting at center. And if you watch the O-line those last five games, if you guys remember, the offensive line, which had previously been near elite, we're talking top five O-lines, because they didn't have Alex, who they were used to his commands, they were used to his calls, he was used to calling out those protections, the offensive line was a huge part of their backslide that year. That is kind of how I feel about Jordan Hicks. Like most football players, unless you are an elite talent, and in the prime of your career, and Jordan, of course, was in his mid-30s. Unless you are an elite talent, to some degree, you can just plug and place a lot of players. The toughest, and I do mean toughest player to replace, though, is the guy that has the green dot on his helmet. And that is Jordan Hicks. And so while I'm pretty confident, and I look at Schlesinger, and they really like him, and So I think there's one less obstacle to that kid playing early, often, and maybe at the most important position in the linebacking core at middle linebacker. So that could end up being something where you get a head start on Carson Wessinger's ability to do that. Schlesinger, sorry, I don't know why I said Wessinger. But you've got Mahmoud Diabate, who I actually think is underrated at this point. And I think he is a starter. You've got Winston Reed, who I think is good depth. Jerome Baker. You've got Devin Bush. You've got Nathaniel Watson. Even without Jordan Hicks, you are still at least six pro linebackers deep. So to the people who immediately go, well, you got to replace him, I kind of feel the same way about as I do the Quinshon Judkins thing. The Browns should not be in the business of bringing in veterans that cost money for this team. Because, one, it doesn't make financial sense to overextend the investment in a team that they're going to spend 17 games figuring out who they are. Two, it doesn't make sense because I don't want anybody. I don't know the quality of middle linebackers you're getting this time of year. Two, this year's about figuring out guys like Diabate and Reed and Watson and Schlesinger. And I know, and they already have two veterans who are going to take some time there, in Devin Bush and Jerome Baker. So while immediately I thought, man, you just made Carson, if Carson Schlesinger ends up being the middle linebacker, you just made his rookie year even more difficult. Assuming, by the way, that they're just going to give that green dot to him. I know that there are teams that do it to other positions. I'd prefer it's the linebacker because I like the vantage point the linebacker has, but that's neither here nor there. But now I don't want to put anybody else in that. If Jordan Hudson was here and if he was playing, I would have been totally comfortable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With just allowing him to be out there, because he'd already been part of the locker room and the money was already spoken for. And honestly, I just thought he was a guy that you could root for. If people remember last year, he got hurt in a game, had to take himself to the hospital, and I think he was back the next week. So he was just a tough dude, good dude, and a heck of a football player. But to me, this becomes even more so about what do the young guys do and who can step up. And if they can't, well, that's a piece of information I want to find out this year and not next. So I don't see the value in adding another veteran here, because here's the other part. This Browns defense has a chance to be really, really good. And as important is that, when I say really, really good, I mean, I don't know if they're top 10 or top 15, but I think they could certainly be within that top 15, whether they're the 12th or 8th or 6th. I'm not entirely sure yet. I don't think anybody is. It's camp. But when it comes to what the Browns are trying to do, this is an observation year. Let the young kids play. And if middle linebacker is the thing that holds you back, kind of like Alex Mack in 2014. As big of a role as that is, as big of being the leader on the offensive line is, as big as being the green dot is in the defense. If that's what holds you back from being a good enough defense to compete, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say they weren't a very good defense in the first place. 216-474-0092. So we are starting the show here. And it's weird because I'm caught between Jordan Hicks being a significant loss to this team, but I do not feel the need to do anything that replaces him that isn't just turn it over to the young guys, and if Schlesinger takes it, cool. I think people forgot. Diabate did play middle linebacker last year. It coincided with his lesser year. His first year in the NFL, he graded out much better than last year, but Diabate can play it. I think Winston Reed has played some middle linebacker. I think you've got the guys to do it, and by the end of the year, I'd like to know if you can. Now, to the people who took this as a kick in the skippies, yeah, it's tough for me to really. I get it. If you already had a negative feeling about this season and you feel like it's going to go a certain way, I totally get if that was the kick in the skippies and you feel like the Cleveland Browns are in some sort of mortal peril. I think they're going to be just okay. I think it impacts the defense. I think it'll impact the defense early. But trust that if one of these guys can actually step up and take the green dot and take that extra bit of leadership, that extra bit of on-field communication, it really shouldn't be the thing that sinks the Cleveland Browns. 2025 should be about playing these young dudes. Yep, you got veterans you got to play, right? You got guys making big money who are trying to either finish out their career or, you know, get that next payday. So whether you're Joel Bitonio or Wyatt Teller, I get that to some extent. This is about play the kids, figure out what you have. So that way, going into next year, you're pretty darn clear where your needs are. Also, it would be helpful if they did that at quarterback. 216-474-0092. So Jordan Hicks announcing his retirement today. Does losing Jordan Hicks impact the Browns' bottom line? I'll say it one more time. If the middle linebacker is the reason you're no good, you probably weren't very good in the first place. We got Dan Orlovsky coming up in just about 20 minutes here. We will ask him. He was a big Shador supporter. We'll ask him about the Browns' quarterback situation. We'll talk about the over-under at 5.5 wins and where he leans there. I will, throughout the show, I'm going to give you 3 reasons to take the under 5.5 wins. I'll give you 3 reasons late in the show to take the over. We got quick hits coming up at 3:20. Jake Murren's going to hang out for that. And we do have plenty of special guests today. Coach Riz is going to stop by and hang out for a couple segments after practice. So Lance Reisland will be with us. I think we're going to get a bit of Daryl at some point. We could see the Germinator, Spencer Germinator. But 216-474-0092. How big of a loss is Jordan Hicks to the Browns defense as he retires and kind of abruptly retired earlier today? And Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, tells us where he'd go with his quarterback situation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.